Part 1. Illustrations by Muhammad Taufik. Chapter 1. Two Friends. Once upon a time, there were two friends, Bakami and Mapyisi. Bakami was more clever than his friend. He could warn animals what would happen in the future. One day, he went to visit his friend Mapyisi at his home. Arriving there, he found him sitting under a mango tree playing his guitar. Mapyisi was so good at singing that his friend Bakami admired him a lot. While they were singing, the wife of Mapyisi was cooking. Although the music was far from pleasant, the sweet smell from the kitchen made Bakami long to remain. Bakami began to dance, and he told his friends that he adored his singing. The whole purpose of Bakami was only to see what would come from the kitchen. He insisted on telling his friend Mapyisi that he was hungry, but his friend advised him to be patient. A while later, Mapyisi's wife told her husband that the lunch was ready. Mapyisi asked Bakami to wait for him to bring the food. Mapyisi went to the kitchen and hid some of the food. He brought only a small quantity out to share with Bakami. Bakami was a prophet, so he was well aware that his friend had hidden the food. No matter how much Mapyisi denied it, he told his friend to bring out the hidden food. Mapyisi told him that he did not hide any food, but Bakami said that he saw him while he was hiding the food. He told him that he was near the window and overheard what Mapyisi said to his wife. Persuaded at last that there was no fooling his friend, Mapyisi brought the hidden food out and told Bakami that he would never again attempt such trickery. After he finished eating, Bakami started telling his friend a story about human beings. He told him that he traveled the whole world exploring how humans and animals live together. He said that human beings are enemies to animals because they eat animals. They eat animals without the least bit of worry for the suffering of the animals, even going so far as to build houses just for the purpose of slaughtering them. From that time on, Mapyisi started calling Bakami a prophet because of what he had told him. He could not understand how human beings had reached such a level of cruelty that they would eat animals. Bakami asked for Mapyisi's help in fighting for the rights of the animals. Each agreed that they would go to war against the humans. They would go to see their king to tell him about the crime of human beings against animals. As they made their way to the palace, Bakami told Mapyisi of other secrets of human beings. He said that they had gone far in different discoveries. These beings have made different products that are attractive to our eyes. They have built houses, schools, hospitals, restaurants, hotels, bars, industries, stadiums, roads, airports, railways, bridges, and many other things. Bakami said that he would like then to introduce to Mapyisi the worst place he had ever seen in the land of humans. That was the place known as the butcher's shop. Bakami said he wished that all animals would join them to destroy that place where animals are killed without sympathy. I wish all animals were here to listen to this sad story. Why can't we call a meeting of the animals and talk to them? Suggested Mapyisi. Let us first ask our king to call all the animals, Bakami replied. They hurried to reach the palace of the king. As they moved through the jungle, Bakami told Mapyisi even more about what he had seen when he went to visit human beings. I have been shocked by human behavior. They eat animals whenever they want, said Bakami. I wish you would never go there, brother. Humans are always equipped to kill our brothers and sisters. Did you mention slaughtering, brother? Asked Mapyisi fearfully. Yes, brother. Many animals have been dying there, brother, answered Bakami tearfully. This is an urgent message for our king, said Mapyisi. Let us hurry and meet him. They travelled along the narrow paths of the jungle together and very soon reached the king's palace. His Majesty the Lion was listening to the music from his servants. When he saw the two coming, he interrupted the singers and welcomed the visitors. They politely and fearfully bowed their heads in respect. "Welcome, my people!" roared the king. "Thank you, Your Majesty," they both said in chorus. "How can I help you, my people?" the king asked them. "We are here again with more stories of the humans," answered Bakami. "They are eating our brothers and sisters," added Mapyisi. "I do hope this time we can gather all the animals to tell them about this problem," said Lion the King. The lion roared, and all animals came. He told them about the problem, and they decided to take their spears and swords to go to the battle. Arriving at the battle, the human beings were all well prepared. They killed all the small animals except for Bakami and Mapyisi. Mapyisi was so injured that Bakami decided to put him on his shoulders and run with him. Bakami tried to find medicines for his friend Mapyisi. He could not leave his friend alone. His good care of his friend paid off 3 weeks later, when Mapyisi was at last recovered. He thanked his friend many times, saying that Bakami had helped him to escape death. 2 weeks later, Bakami and Mapyisi went to tell the king what had happened. The king roared and decided to go battle the humans himself. He went to look for the humans, but his search was in vain. He returned to the palace. He gathered his subjects and told them that from that day forward, they were allowed to kill all humans whenever they came upon them. To this day, humans hunt animal beings and slaughter those they catch. After the meeting, the king roared again, "I will kill all human beings if I happen to meet them." The king thanked Bakami and Mapyisi for their bravery and friendship. He told them that their friendship had made them aware of human beings' crime against animals. Bakami and Mapyisi became happy as they listened to the king's speech. They decided from that day to become friends forever. They agreed to work together to fight against injustice and crime against God's creatures.